Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the Monday Morning Edition here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messer, your Denton Day, and for Jenks today. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about, whether it was one of the best Game 7s in World Series history, excuse me, or the heartbreaking defeat that the Commanders suffered last night, along with another Jaden Daniels injury. Then it's going to be a day that we are not short on content. So I know that you are feeling down in the dumps about your Commanders, but I will say this, at least you're not a fan of the Blue Jays.
That is correct. I'm dead inside, so are they. So at least I'm not double dead inside, because that would have made it very difficult to come to work. I actually made money this week at Chelsea, so I can't be that upset, including making money on the Commanders and their loss. But that World Series game was epic. 11 innings. You get Yamamoto pitching again. That really carried the weekend, I thought. It was by far the best thing that I saw.
Yeah, that was like ESPN's worst nightmare, because they were like, we're going to have an outage for all the YouTube TV customers. I was like, I don't care, because I'm watching the World Series. And what a World Series it was. So I feel like I need to wear like a little like pin on my shirt that says I survived not having ESPN and ABC for a whole weekend. Look at me.
I survived the Disney versus YouTube TV dramatic, which still hasn't been solved, by the way. I never got an answer to this, but did they negotiate into the weekend, or did they, when the decision was made on Friday, did they just decide, oh, we're not doing anything here. You're just going to have to deal with it. I did a Sling TV. I paid $5 for Sling TV. Guess what Sling TV doesn't have? The World Series. I was like, sick.
Oh,
this
no.
is great, guys. How do you have one but not the other? Like, you don't have Fox? You don't have Big Fox? How are you a TV brand without Big Fox?
Oh, no. This is devastating, because I was going to look into Sling. So it's like your own like detective, where you have to do all this work. Back in the day, it used to be you could subscribe to any package and get just about everything. So these are tough times that we live in. We need another patch on our shirt that says, I have successfully subscribed to a cable company that has all the channels. Because, like, what are the options? Because I was looking into Sling. I was looking into some other ones. I was like, do we have to go back to, like, Spectrum?
Spectrum.
Because, like, God knows.
DirecTV.
Their customer service? Oh, no. I'll do a lot of things, but I won't do that.
I looked into DirecTV Stream, which, I don't have to have the physical box. Because, like, what am I going to do with the physical box here? I don't need that. I have a Roku. I just want to stream the thing. It's like $90 a month. And I'm smart enough to realize that DirecTV has also found themselves in these sorts of scenarios. And I don't think that in the future that ESPN or whoever is ever going to work it out anymore, because they have their own streaming service. There's no incentive for them to work it out. They're literally just cutting out the middleman in between. We're doomed. Cutting the cord was a mistake. If I had a time machine, I'd go back and I'd smack around whoever started the idea that cutting the cord was a good option.
Well, if you were looking for positive vibes on this Monday morning, Denton Day is not providing them.
The internal cynic is coming out today.
Ah, well, that's me every day. So welcome to the party. And yes, we are a morning show. We know that. But listen, we always keep it 100. On the show, we're going to keep it real. But I'll say this, from a viewing perspective, even though it was heartbreak for the Blue Jays, it was a great World Series. But last night wasn't really the case for the Commanders and Seahawks game. Not really a great game from a watching perspective either, unless you're a huge fan of the Seahawks and Sam Darnold. So we'll get into that in a few minutes. But first, over the weekend, let's get into what we bet on. So my best bet of the weekend was Dodgers-Blue Jays game 6 under 8. That was a winner. But I also had Patrick Mahomes 25-plus rush yards. I think he only rushed the ball one time. This was extremely frustrating, Denton. I feel like he had so many chances to run the ball up the gut, and he just chose not to. Like, he almost threw, like, it was almost a fumble one time. And I feel like this would have helped the offense. I know I was seeing through the lens of my bet, but I was shouting at the screen for Andy Reid, run the ball with Patrick Mahomes. Maybe you'll score more points. Also had Yamamoto over 18.5 outs in game 6 of the World Series. He finished with 18, so he needed one more out, and of course he didn't get it, but he did win World Series MVP, so I can't be that mad at him. So 1-2 for me. As for Jenks, got the win with North Carolina plus 2.5 over Syracuse, and then had the Dodgers Blue Jays first 5 under 4. That was a push in game 6. So for the week, 3-4-1 for me, 5-4-1 for Jenks, and Denton, you are a sparkling 3-0 for your career betting record here on the Daily Tip. But I will say, this record will be on the line today. You got to bet.
I know. So I'm sweating. I don't know if you can tell. I'm sweating. I'm the Key and Peele meme where it's just trickling down the back. I have to maintain perfection.
Ah, yes. 3-0. What a standard to live up to. All right. So to keep the negative vibes going, Denton, your team, the Commanders, got absolutely smoked last night, 38-14. Sam Darnold was basically perfect in the first half of this game, starting 16 of 16 and had 4 touchdowns. Ended the game with 4 touchdowns and a pick. And the Seahawks, of course, scored 38 points. But the bigger story in this game for the Commanders is that Jaden Daniels left this game very late with an injury that Adam Schefter is calling a dislocated.
Yeah, this sucked. This was like getting jumped and then having it be filmed and realizing as you're getting jumped that this is being filmed. Just talking from myself personally, you saw Jaden go down. And it is a disaster. Why he was in the game with when it was 38-7 in the fourth quarter makes literally no sense. I mean, he is the savior of the franchise. He's supposed to carry this franchise back to the place of glory that they were attempting to represent with the uniforms last night. They also honored Art Monk at halftime. Fans were leaving at halftime. That's their best wide receiver in franchise history, and they were leaving because the product on the field was awful. It couldn't do anything. I was so ready, Chelsea, to get up here this morning and talk about how bad the defense was and just completely hijack the show, honestly, about how bad the defense is, why Cliff Kingsbury's offense is dated at this point because he can't scheme bad wide receivers open. But now I got to talk about how the quarterback snapped his arm in half, down 31 points with like 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And they're talking about, oh, well, he's a great competitor. We didn't want to pull him. Like, dog, y'all pulled him last year in the final game of the regular season because he wasn't playing well. And then Marcus Mariota against the Cowboys goes and wins the game. And now I got to hear about how he's such a great competitor. We didn't want to pull him when he was down 31. For what? It's an embarrassing performance by the coaching staff. Not by Jaden. Jaden was the only guy that had a heart last night. If they actually had talent around him, they might have been, I don't know, maybe not 31 points down in the fourth quarter. But he was the only one that could play and do anything last night. And they decide they just want to trot him out there for no reason. Just pack it up, get ready for Detroit, put Mariota in there. And they get this guy hurt. Just the blocker, I think it was Connolly who was supposed to take the free man. I don't know their blocking schemes by heart. Somebody just completely whiffs. The guy comes in on a blitz completely untouched, which forces Jaden out of the pocket. And it just talks like there's so many problems with Washington, Chelsea. The coaching staff has been a complete 180 from what it was last year. Everything was so, you know, rainbows and butterflies. And I know we should be talking about Sam Darnold, but let me get on my high horse. everything was so rainbows and butterflies last year. They get to the NFC Championship. They have all these great mottos, anywhere, anyplace, anytime, all this nonsense. And in 2025, it felt like from the jump this season was going to be in trouble. You have the weird Terry stuff. And now the three of the last five games that Jayden Daniels has played, he's left with some form of injury. And it's largely because they're asking him to do too much. If you ask your quarterback to be Superman for the entirety of his career, it's going to be a short-ass career. He's going to be the general manager at LSU the way that Andrew Luck is currently the general manager at Stanford right now for their football program. It's just completely embarrassing. I had to drive home last night. Yeah, I was up late. I had to drive home last night. I had to chill out. At first, I was driving home. I had no music on. And I was like, that's psycho behavior. I need music. So then I put Mozart on to try and calm me out. You ever listen to Mozart to try and calm yourself down? A little bit of Beethoven in there? Sprinkle some classical music? I felt like a serial killer. It worked. But I felt like a serial killer. Then this morning, you know, the wife and I went to Bath & Body Works yesterday. I love Bath & Body Works. It's a great store. I'm new to the Bath & Body Works experience, but I love it. I bought this lotion that smells of eucalyptus and spearmint. It's meant to relax. I got half the bottle on. It's not working. It's been 12 hours of this. Good things don't come to me. That's what I'm realizing.
Well, now your whole entire personality is just going to be you're going to be for the foreseeable future, because now it feels like watching Commanders games are not going to ease your hypertension any. But I feel like last year it felt like everything went right for the Commanders. This year everything is going wrong. And from a perspective of like betting and gambling, you say, okay, when a team is coming off a season where everything goes right and they win a bunch of close games, usually that is really tough to repeat. And it was very easy to stand there and look at Jayden Daniels and be like, well, they have Jayden Daniels. He can be like a Band-Aid for a lot of these problems. But it feels to me that it's more than just Jayden Daniels. Because I know people will look at the season and they will label it, hey, Jayden Daniels was hurt. There's nothing else they could do. But like you said, there are other issues for the Commanders other than just JD5. It is the defense, you know, the offensive line. I feel like Jayden Daniels was under all kinds of pressure last night. You know, the receiver core is not the best. So it's a lot of things for the Commanders.
Betting moving forward is whoever they're playing, I don't care who it is, their team total over. They can't stop anybody on defense. I mean, Sam Darnold looked like prime Joe Montana last night, and guys were stupid wide open. I mean, how is Jaxon Smith-Njigba always open? I know he's amazing, but how is he always open? Like, he doesn't take a snap off. The guy's still open. Sam Darnold threw a touchdown pass to the tight end, Arroyo, and Arroyo was wide open. Literally on the other side of the field, Jaxon Smith-Njigba was actually more open. The read was just to the tight end first, and because the tight end was so open, he makes the correct read there. But the other guy was also wide open. They can't stop anybody. This should be a trend. You know, 2 years ago in college football, when Caleb Williams was at USC and USC didn't have a defense, I made so much money. I went 10-2 just betting overs against USC because I knew they couldn't stop anybody, but I knew that Caleb Williams could put up points. The rest of the NFL season, everybody should be doing that for Washington. Whoever they're playing, team total over. I don't care if it gets to 40 points. I'll lay it. If they're going to suck and make my life miserable, I might as well line my pockets in the process.
This feels like you could be talking about the Bengals as well. Like, when you score over 40 points and you can't win a game, like, that is really frustrating. And we heard the frustration for some of the players. When you are an offense that's doing all they can, and I'll say this, like, it's not like the Commanders scored 40 points in that game either, but it is frustrating when the defense can't get any stops and it just feels like the offense is never even on the field. But we do need to talk about Sam Darnold, because what a stretch it has been for a quarterback that was once passed over and labeled as, you know, the guy who had mono in New York City. So now, if you count this season and last season, Sam Darnold's teams are combined 20-5. Last night, as I mentioned, he started the game a perfect 16 of 16 in the first half with four touchdown passes. So, Den, I understand a lot of this. You are saying the Commanders' defense is bad, but can we give some credit to Sam Darnold? He has been amazing in the regular season.
He looked great. I mean, he was poised. He was making great decisions. You know, one of the things that always hampered him a little bit, you know, particularly when he was in New York, we had that famous video, I'm seeing ghosts out there. A lot of the years in New York, he just couldn't process what was happening in front of him. I know last night was not against a good defense, but this entire season, he's had no issue with that. You know, he is really a success story in the fact that he's like 28 years old. what is he, 25 years old? He's like young. He's very young. He's on his fifth NFL team, but he's seemingly getting better as his career progresses. Where normally, once a guy is on his third NFL team as a former first-round pick, it's kind of over, right? Like, everyone's kind of done with you. Nobody sees a lot of value in you anymore. You're at best a backup quarterback, but Darnold is really breaking the mold. And they've had some injuries, and I think this plays a factor into what I'm about to say. They are championship-level good. Defensively, there's no holes. Offensively, as long as Sam Darnold is playing the way that he's playing right now, they're going to be in positions to win. And they have Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who, for my money right now, is the best wide receiver actively playing in the NFL. He has the numbers to back it up. I know Ja'Marr Chase is awesome. I know Justin Jefferson is awesome. But Jaxon Smith-Njigba is the best wide receiver in the NFL right now. He's literally unstoppable. Washington had two different guys guarding him for a majority of the game, and it still didn't matter.
Well, and the Seahawks defense is a top five scoring defense. So it is a complete team effort. And I still think people have reservations about giving Sam Darnold credit. But like at some point, you know, we see narratives start to change. Like there was a narrative about Sam Darnold that he wasn't even a good regular season quarterback. So now maybe it's time to entertain the thought that maybe this season we guys get to break. But up next, we have all kinds of things to talk about one of the best World Series I think I've ever watched in my lifetime. It's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Responsibly.
All right, we're back on a Monday. It is November 3rd here on the Daily Dip. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Denton Day filling in for Jenks today. So, Denton, to carry on the negative vibes of the show, I, for one, am very sad that baseball season is officially over. What a World Series we had. And, you know, I'm a baseball gal, so, like, it hurts even more because, like, this is what I bet on throughout the week. And now I have to switch gears to basketball, which, you know, that I am not a huge fan of betting on basketball. It's not that I have, you know, an issue against the NBA. It's just tougher to bet on. But there's, like, I think, like, 100 college basketball games. So let me ask you, does it clear some of the baseball sadness when you know that college basketball is on the horizon?
Yes and no. I wait, you know, college basketball in particular, I wait until January before I really dive in. Because some of these teams, I need, one, I got to figure out who's playing on these teams. Because I can maintain the transfer portal knowledge in college football, but you got college basketball in there. And I only got so much, I know my head big, I only got so much bandwidth in this brain that's in this massive noggin on my shoulders. With that, the NBA, though, I can get into it a little bit. You're telling me Hoops Messenger isn't ready to lock in?
Ah, well, remember, that was a sarcastic nickname. I am not quite ready to lock in, just simply from this standpoint. Anytime you start a new sport, the sample size from which you can pull from is just smaller. No matter what sport is, it's just tougher at the start of the season, especially for college basketball, because you talk about how you don't know some of the transfers. I feel like most of the coaches don't even know the rotations yet. Like, they're trying out new guys. Like, and that used to be the case at, like, Kentucky and some of the blue blood programs that had the one and dones, but now it's everywhere. So it's one of those things where the coaches themselves sometimes don't even know what to expect from these rosters. So why would I want to bet on it? Like, I feel like the only angle there is that, okay, you take, like, the volatile teams. Like, maybe a team that doesn't have great preseason expectations, but you say, hey, they added some great guys. Maybe there's something to be had there, but it just feels like there is too much volatility in college hoops right now for me to want to bet on it.
It's so much. Yeah, there was a point in my life in the very early stages of gambling being legal in the state of Virginia where college basketball was far and away my biggest moneymaker. Because it was very easy to keep up. I was doing it every single day. But now that I don't do that, and that was kind of pre-transfer portal craziness, it's just so difficult. And you're right. When coaches don't know what they're doing, what am I going to be able to do? And why would I put my money on something, you know, in the early stages where the coaches are still trying to figure it out? So I wait till January before I dive deep into college basketball.
Well, and there's more trends to pull from. You know, there's more ammo for your arguments when you talk about, like, your best bets, because I'm not somebody who's going to come on here and, like, play on gut feeling. I will say in the later stages of a season, sometimes you can use the eye test, like in the World Series. Like, a lot of that I wasn't pulling from stats that said, oh, you know, the Dodgers are this on the road and, like, the Blue Jays have these numbers at home. Simply because it was like one team versus another and you can't pull on regular season stats. And like, look at the Blue Jays and some of those, you know, the players that had big World Series that kind of came out of nowhere. Like Ernie Clement is a zero time All-Star and now he has the record for most hits in a single postseason. So that's part of the reason why this World Series was just so amazing. And I understand a lot of people look at the World Series and they say, hey, the World Series itself was amazing. But I just wish the scriptwriters could have changed the ending. So let me ask you, Dim. I feel like I was heartbroken for Blue Jays fans. And I'm not going to lie. I feel like the Blue Jays, although they are in Canada, were kind of America's team. Did you have your heart broken when the Blue Jays lost the World Series to the Dodgers?
No. Because guess who after game one put a massive wager on the Dodgers to win the series? This guy. Toronto wins that game, and I think the series line coming into it was, what, minus 220 to plus 180? When Toronto won game one, I got the Dodgers minus 110 to win the series. And I'm like, I'm not getting a better price than this for the rest of the way. So I jumped on that one. I was probably the only person in the country that's not in Los Angeles that was like, please, Yamamoto, get Vladdy out. Get Springer out. Get Varsha. Get all of these guys out. I was the villain, but it was fun. I thought when Vladdy cracked the fly out You know, we can't see. Like, in the stadium, I'm sure you had an idea. But on the television, we can't see. When he cracked that fly out, just judging based off of the sound of the bat, I thought it was over. I was like, that's a great crack. Everyone in this stadium kind of does the... I thought he hit it out of the park. If anyone was going to walk it off for Toronto, I wanted it to be Vladdy, and I thought he did it then. But when he didn't do it then, I was like, I don't know that they have enough to withstand this going further and further and further because the Dodgers are so good.
Right, but the Blue Jays were just as good. Like, that's the crazy part to me is that we have this narrative, and we have this narrative going into the World Series that I feel like it still needs to be pointed out. The Blue Jays were underdogs in every single game of the World Series, and it took extra innings of Game 7 for the Dodgers to close it out. So I understand now as we sit on a Monday, a lot of the sports radio talk is going to be, oh, is it dynasty talk for the Dodgers? I mean, maybe. But, like, it wasn't especially easy for them to win that World Series. Like, Dave Roberts didn't even say this in his press conference, and I thought it was kind of disrespectful that he was like, well, we have a great team roster. I was like, dude, it took extra innings. It's not like you cakewalked to this World Series win. So I don't know what series he was watching, but it was one for the ages. Do you think it's an overreaction to say this is one of the best World Series we've had in our lifetimes?
No, not at all. I mean, the only thing better, I feel like, than a Game 7 in any capacity is a Game 7 that either goes into overtime or extra innings. Because then everyone is on the edge of their seat. And then on top of that, it takes place on a Saturday. On top of that, right. Even more, there's a massive amount of people in the country that can't watch anything on ESPN. So even if they maybe weren't going to watch the World Series, they now have to watch the World Series because they're subscribed to YouTube TV and are not going to pay the $30 extra for the ESPN app. There were so many different factors that I thought played into this that elevated it. And then if you want to get even further up the mountain, you have this crazy performance by a pitcher in Yamamoto where he looks like he's not even a real human being. He's just an android. I mean, the idea, I don't know that regular people, like I never played baseball. That's the one sport I never really got into. I don't know that regular people can understand how crazy it is that he went 6 innings one day and came back and did 2 2/3 literally the next day, 24 hours later.
Well, he's the first pitcher in World Series history to record 3 wins in a World Series since 2001 when Randy Johnson did it. That is elite company. To do something that's really, really impressive and to do it in 2 different ways where you start a game, you throw a complete game, which by itself is bananas, then you start another game and you stave off elimination, you help your team win that game, and then you come in a relief role. That is showing so many different skills as a pitcher and to do it all with everything on the line. That's exactly what you want from your World Series MVP.
It's so crazy, too, that they now have Yamamoto and Ohtani for years. Yeah, that's what I think what fuels this dynasty talk, because those guys are locked up. Like, you don't need to go spend more money. They will spend more money. They'll find a way to spend more money this offseason. But you don't, like, Betts is locked up for forever. Freddie Freeman is locked up for a few more years. Ohtani is locked up for the rest of his career. And then Yamamoto likely isn't going to leave at any point either, because when that contract does come up, you'll just sign him to a longer contract and it'll be fine. So you have this great core that's now together for, at the very worst, the next 3 years. That feels, you know, borderline unfair. Like, they're already massive favorites for 2026, and don't be betting World Series futures for 2026 now, people. Just don't do that. We use that as a benchmark and a gauge. But I don't know how you're going to put together a roster that'll be able to best them for years to come. Because the crazy thing about this, Chelsea, is it felt like their pitching wasn't all that good for a majority of the year because they were so hurt. Mm-hmm. And they just got good at the right time.
Well, this is what I think we see from teams that are in that dynasty level of greatness, is that sometimes they sandbag during the regular season. Like, the Golden State Warriors used to do this, where they're like, oh, we'll, you know, scrape across, you know, the regular season. But when the postseason comes around, everybody knows we are going to be a tough out. Same goes with the Kansas City Chiefs, where there's been years where they looked kind of mediocre. And then, you know, the postseason rolls around, and all of a sudden they're sitting in the Super Bowl. So I don't know if the Dodgers win the World Series next year, but, like, they've been in the postseason, it feels like, for, like, what, 12 years in a row? Something crazy like that? So I am going to be very shocked if it's a year where we see the Dodgers, like, you know, not make the playoffs or, you know, be in early exits. But as we saw, like, when we came into this season, everybody saw this roster and they said, who's beating this team? And yet, we had one of the best World Series that we've seen in my lifetime. So baseball is a game that sometimes even the best teams can lose to lesser teams. But I don't even want to sit here and say that because it feels like the Blue Jays were not the lesser team. I understand that
great.
We have pegged it as a David and Goliath situation, but like there's big contracts on the Blue Jays as well. Vladdy Jr. making, what, $500 million over his deal? And we had these otherworldly performances, 1 through 9 in the lineup. Like Ernie Clement, like I was talking about earlier, zero-time All-Star, who in the postseason now has the record for the most hits in a single postseason. So it's all these unlikely heroes. And in Game 7, I was thinking to myself, like, I was writing, like, the story that we would talk about. It's like, Mad Max, Max Scherzer, the old guy still got it, out-pitching Ohtani. And it wasn't the case. But, like, think of all the great storylines that we had for the Blue Jays this year. It just feels very cruel that we were built up this great story with Toronto only for them to lose like that.
They rip the rug right out from under you with these mean, nasty Dodgers. I mean, Vladdy, top to bottom in the postseason, I thought he was the best player. In every single series he showed up, he was mashing in every single series. So he was fantastic. Do you think that Max comes back? Because I know there was talk about that after the game where he was like, I want to keep playing. And it was like, my brother in Christ, you're in your 40s now. Like, you might need to scale it back just a little bit. It did feel like, and that's the unfortunate part of this for the Blue Jays, is it felt like they got a lot out of guys that next year will not be able to give that same output just because they're going to get older. Like, I can't imagine they're bringing, you know, Scherzer back in that same capacity. Maybe he does pitch for them next year, but in that same capacity, like, I mean, he started a game 7. Like, I don't know that next year he'll be in a position where he's starting a game 7. That's what kind of makes this, I think, even more painful for the Blue Jays, is that I don't know that they'll be able to get those kind of performances from everybody next year. They're going to have to readjust the roster a little bit, and that's always hard after you have the success that you did this year.
Well, I do think they have some good building blocks from which to work. Like, when you find something like Trey Savage in a 22-year-old that you can build your rotation around, that is a great thing. And I think the question mark that a lot of people have is that, are we going to see, like, great performances from some of these other guys further down the roster? Because, like, of course, Vladdy Jr., like, if he has another big year next year, we're not going to be shocked. Same with Bo Bichette. Same with Dalton Varsho and some of these other guys. But, you know, when you see guys like Alejandro Kirk, who's literally shaped like a potato and signed for $7,000 for his first pro career out of Mexico, and you say, is this repeatable for him to have all these clutch hits? And it just doesn't feel the same as when you look at the Dodgers lineup, and it's just future Hall of Famer after future Hall of Famer. But I will say this. It's not like the Blue Jays captured lightning in a bottle simply in the postseason. They had more regular season wins than the Dodgers.
Right.
So I do think the Blue Jays can fully have a great season yet again. It just feels like the way that they were hitting this postseason, that almost feels like it's not going to be replicated. Because sometimes we see this in baseball. Teams get hot down the stretch. They have lightning in a bottle. And that's what it felt like the offense was for the Blue Jays. Because like you said, their rotation was not one of the best in baseball. Sure, they had some great performances, but if you look at like the names on that roster, it wasn't like a who's who of all these big contracts and like this raw talent. Like Louis Varlin was pitching for like the Twins or somebody. It was like an average starter. And then he pitched in like every single game of the postseason for the Blue Jays out of the bullpen. So I hope the Blue Jays are back. But you as a Commanders fan can attest that sometimes you can make it very far and feel like, oh, next year it's going to be just as good. And sometimes things just don't work out.
Hell, me as a Nationals fan can attest. Boy, it's been a rough 6 years since that World Series. How much can we blame BBL Drizzy for this, the Drake curse? He shows up at Game 6, and they lose 2 in a row. He can't gamble to save his life. First of all, he's getting investigated and sued for his ability to gamble because the curse is so bad. The man's been on an insane losing streak. Generally speaking, a liar, and it's hard when you prop up liars as your idols. But can BBL Drizzy get blamed for this loss for Toronto?
No. I mean, at the end of the day, you're still playing the Dodgers, who are the best lineup in baseball, who have a $321 million payroll. They have Ohtani, the sports-only unicorn. They have Yamamoto, who had an otherworldly pitching performance. So, yeah, you can blame it on Drake all you want, but I feel like the Dodgers do deserve some credit for winning this, and it wasn't Drake losing it, although I'm sure Blue Jays fans are just hoping to blame somebody right now. All right, coming up next, we crown our MVPs of the weekend as we play MVP Monday. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back. Thanks for choosing to start your day with us here at the Daily Tip. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jenks. And in a few minutes, we'll get to our MVP of the weekend as we play Monday MVP. But before we get to those candidates, because it feels like kickers never get any credit, it's time to send some flowers towards Cam Little, making history yesterday by hitting an NFL record 68-yard field goal.
68 yards away. It's up there. It's out there. And it's gone! It's gone from 68!
All right, so if you remember, the Jaguars kicker also hit a 70-yard field goal in the preseason. So that was a little taste of what was to come. So it's one thing to do it in the preseason. It's another to make it in a game. And this was a close game, Denton. I wasn't following the Jags and Raiders too closely because I'm pretty sure the Bills and Chiefs were playing. And so Jags and Raiders did not make the cut for me. But I will say this got my attention. This was super exciting to watch the highlight because it's so visually jarring to see a guy lined up on the other side of the logo and make a field goal. It was damn impressive.
It's such a weapon to have at your disposal because literally as soon as you cross midfield, you're in field goal range. And I'm so happy for him because we talked about it when he had that 70-yarder in the preseason, but it's a preseason. Those stats don't count. They shouldn't count. So I'm thrilled that it didn't. It's not like he went now, you know, 40 years before he could do something similar to that. He went like 4 months, and he was able to hit a 68-yarder, and that had more on it. Like, they could have lined him up from 72, and he's probably still drilling that. It's just insane. It does remind me of my favorite ever kicking story, but a much more positive attempt at the kicking story. Do you know what the longest, off the top of your head, do you know what the longest ever attempted field goal was?
Was it Janikowski?
It was Janikowski in, I think it was definitely against your Titans. I don't know if it was in Nashville or not. When Lane Kiffin trotted Sebastian Janikowski out there from 76 yards as basically a middle finger to Al Davis. Like, he wasn't just on the other side of midfield. Like, the logo was very clearly in front of him. And Lane Kiffin, who was beefing with Al Davis, says, F it. We're trotting Janikowski out there. Of course he missed, because I think the record at the time was like 61. So he's going like 15 yards past the record. And he just, it's like my favorite thing ever. You can barely find a video of it, but the idea that Lane Kiffin was so mad at the owner. This is before Lane Kiffin got mature and started doing yoga, by the way. But the idea that he was so mad at the owner that he trots this kicker out for this impossible field goal is forever the funniest thing. But now Kim Little can actually do that sort of stuff, which is insane.
I don't know if the balls are different, but it does feel like this year we are seeing kickers attempt and make all of these long field goals that look like they still have some go in them. So yeah. Maybe it's a little different from back then, but I do remember that. Because Janikowski, was it Stefan? Steven? Something like that. Janikowski.
Sebastian.
It was like something that sounded European, but like he was a badass. Like he was like one of the kickers that like people actually followed. And it's funny that you mentioned Lane Kiffin because I was just thinking this. Like now we stand where Lane Kiffin is this like prize possession and everybody wants to hire him. There was a moment where I feel like everybody's narrative on Lane Kiffin was that, how does this guy keep getting jobs? Like, his narrative was he was falling up. And it was simply because he was a Nepo baby where, you know, his dad was in the industry and people were like, oh, he's young. You know, he has the pedigree, whatever. We'll give him a job. And also people hated him. Like, I live in Tennessee where people absolutely despise Lane Kiffin. So it's crazy how the narratives have changed when it comes to his legacy.
He was such a problem child for such a long time. He got that Raiders job at just an astoundingly young age to be coaching in the NFL, to where I think Janikowski was older than Lane Kiffin was, and older by a pretty substantial amount. And then he gets that Tennessee job for a singular year, leaves to go to USC, gets fired on the tarmac of USC, goes to Alabama to work with Nick Saban as a part of the Nick Saban rehabilitation program, fights with Nick Saban. So it kind of works, but it kind of doesn't. He leaves the rehab on bad terms with, what is the rehab leader? The doctor? The warden? I don't know what it is. But he leaves the rehab facility on bad terms, goes to Florida Atlantic, has a pretty decent 2 years where he's like kind of quiet, just hanging out, partying on the beach, doing all those sorts of things. And now he's about to get $100 million from somebody. I don't know who, but somebody's going to pay that man $100 million. That's an insane glow up. He is. Someone called him the Robert Downey Jr. of college football, and that's pretty accurate.
Well, I feel like sometimes if you stick around long enough, like, you'll get opportunities. Like, we see this in, like, all walks of life. Like, I know some people who I started off, like, where in the broadcasting, you know, field, where they weren't necessarily the best from the jump, but, like, they were always applying for jobs. They were taking whatever jobs they could find. And then all of a sudden, you see them, like, at the highest rank where they're on network TV. And it's just sometimes it's hard to beat the person who does not give up. And I'm not saying that about Lane Kiffin because, you know, people kept giving him jobs. But you get what I'm saying here is that, you know, if you stick around long enough, maybe some good fortune will fall your way.
I'd be trying. That's my career goal. I'd be trying.
Maybe if we stick around long enough, we can make it to the mountaintop. All right, so speaking of the mountaintop, who had the peak of their career over the weekend? Let's crown a winner of Monday MVP.
Here are your nominees for Monday MVP.
MVP! MVP!
All right, so it should be no surprise to those of you who listen to the show who my MVP is going to be. You know I'm a baseball gal, and of course I give more, leverage to people who are pitching in the biggest games of the postseason. So how do I not give it to World Series MVP Yoshi Yamamoto?
Well, they're already doing it for me. It's time for the Willie Mays MVP trophy presented by Chevrolet. Yeah, that's it. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the MVP of the World Series. That's all yours.
It's wild to me that you look up and down this lineup for the Dodgers and you say there is going to be a pitcher who's going to have to bail out this offense. But that was the case during the World Series. This Dodgers lineup was pretty silent, at least comparatively to expectations. But it was Yoshi Yamamoto who propelled this team past, elimination in Game 6. He threw a complete game in one of these World Series matchups. And then he registered his third win of the World Series as a reliever, closing it out in extras for the Dodgers to win the World Series. He is now the first pitcher since 2001 to register three wins in a single World Series since Randy Johnson did it. So pretty elite company. So for me, it's an easy, nomination to give it to Yamamoto, my MVP Monday, and of course, MVP of the World Series. All right, Den, you're next. Looks like you're going to the NFL.
I'm going to the NFL. I'm going out west. I'm giving it to Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford.
Stafford looking for Adams in the end zone. He's got it! Touchdown! His second today!
I know people are going to be upset. No Josh Allen, Denton. Oh, I'm Josh Allen. I'm married to Haley Steinfeld. I'm 5-1 against Patrick Mahomes in the regular season. Like, save some wins for the rest of us, King. I'm going Matthew Stafford because while everybody was so transfixed on that Bills-Chiefs game, I thought Stafford has been very quiet in this process, Chelsea, but he's playing some of the best football of his career. They were awesome. And the Saints aren't a good football team, but they're beating down bad teams. And that's what you kind of expect from good teams to do. And we've seen it elsewhere in the conference where the Green Bay Packers are doing the opposite of that. But the Rams are a good team that's beating up on the bad teams, and then they're finding ways to come away with wins against the good teams. Stafford was awesome last night, 281 yards, 4 touchdowns. He played nearly flawless, and they're a really good team. There's a lot of teams that you can point to right now in the NFC, and I think largely thanks to the fact that Philadelphia is not exceptional, but there's a bunch of different teams you can point to in the conference right now and say this team might be Super Bowl good, and the Rams are one of them.
Well, and it's funny to me that at the start of the season, people pointed to Matt Stafford and said, look at how old he is. Look at how injury prone he could be because he's getting up there in age, but he's toughed it out. He has played in a lot of games and he has been just as good, it feels like, as he's ever been. So props to Matt Stafford. Feels like he's held together by Gorilla Glue, but somehow still getting the job done. All right, David, it feels like you usually go kind of in a different direction as all of us, and this week it feels like the case again. So tell us your candidate.
My nominee is the Pittsburgh Steelers defense.
Created opportunities for themselves. 5 Colts turnovers today. Yet here comes Indianapolis. Jones intercepted! Joey Porter Jr.
The Pittsburgh Steelers defense records 5 sacks on Daniel Jones, force 3 fumbles, and intercept Jones 3 times for a total of 6 turnovers in their upset win over the Colts on Sunday on a team really that looked unbeatable for the first half of the season, and that offense was just trucking. So kudos to the Steelers defense.
That was a massive win, I thought, for the Steelers. Like, honestly, I didn't know if they had it in them. And, at some point we thought that the Colts would have, a stinker. Because everybody does. It doesn't mean that you are a bad team. But this is a Steelers defense that had something to prove. Because remember, this is not a low-paid unit. This is one of the highest-paid defenses in the league. So to see them have a good performance was certainly something that I'm sure that they were happy about. Den, were you surprised that the Colts lost to the Steelers?
Bad game, Chelsea? Or is Danny Turnovers back?
Oh,
is he rising from the ashes?
Come on, man.
He's five turnovers, though. I mean, he looked like prime New York Daniel Jones. He looked. I was like, this is the guy that I watched in the Big Apple for a long, long time. I don't know. I still think Indianapolis is a good team, but this is the kind of performance that you're like, oh no, he's back. It's spooky season. Danny Turnovers is rising from the ashes.
Didn't we do this to Sam Darnold as well? It's like, yeah, you've had a great regular season. Like, you're in the contention for MVP.
Just
but
going
like,
to the next door is the Grim Reaper.
Game? Right? So, like, I know it's frustrating because, listen, if Josh Allen has this game, if Patrick Mahomes has this game, nobody cares. They're like, yeah, that was kind of embarrassing. But, like, they still get the credit. Daniel Jones, you still got to earn it in our book. Hour two is coming up next. We'll relive the weekend that was in college football and maybe talk about some of these upsets in the NFL next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.